Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Good to have you here. Thank you for coming to fellowship with us this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, before I get into today's lesson, I just want to say one or two things. We've been hearing about some different things going on in the airline industry, you know, over this nation, and you've been praying, and others are praying, and we're praying, and we should be praying. And I want to pray for that situation as well, you know. But I want to say something to God's people. You should never be afraid. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. People are actually being afraid now to travel, you know, because of different things that we're hearing. There are other things going on that putting fear in the hearts of people. But the Lord will settle every situation. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord will settle every situation. And no matter what is going on around us, let us be reminded. You know, I want to remind us of what the Lord said, you know, while the children of the Lord were in Egypt. He said, that you may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between his people and the Egyptians. You know, so no matter what's going on, the Lord will put that difference, I'll put his mark upon you for safety in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we pray for this nation as well, you know, that the Lord will help us. The Bible says, pray for your leaders, you know, that you may live a peaceable and quiet time. Well, there is a promise for us in Isaiah 32 and verse 17 that says, the walk of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness shall be what? Assurance and quietness forever. And the next verse says, and my people, that's right, shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Amen. And in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Now, this is the promise of the Lord. You know, so I've got to stand with that promise no matter what's going on. Praise the Lord. And God is able to watch over that word in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, to the lesson that I want to share with us today, let me pray and get into that. Father, I thank you, Lord. For the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. We pray that you cause that light to shine in our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name. And somebody says, amen. On the first Sunday of this year, I preached a message that I thought I was going to continue. Because it was the theme that the Lord gave me for the year. And I thought I was going to continue the next Sunday, but some other events preempted it and so on and so forth. You know, so today, I want to catch up on that. But before I get to the part of today's lesson, I invite you to listen to that message on the first Sunday of this year, you know, if you do not have it. Or if you were not there to listen to it, you should listen to it again. It was about, you know, God challenging us, you know, to push old limits to new horizons. How many people remember that? You remember? Let me see your hands off if you remember. Praise the Lord. Push old limits to new horizons. So I'm going to take that as a springboard for today. This is a continuation of that message in a way, and I want to talk about that. You know, despite what this year might look like, I mean, like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we don't know, people don't know what's going on in this country and so forth. Let me tell you something. You know, the light shines brightest when it is darkest. Amen. And the Lord said in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, he said, arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now, gross darkness will cover the people and cover the land. But upon you shall be seen the glory of the Lord. Amen. So I want to build a little bit upon the message of pushing old limits to new horizons. Today's title is what, not exactly that, but it's part of that. And today's title is your epic story for 2025 begins today. Amen. It may already, for some of you, has already begun, but in case it hasn't begun, it begins today. And the way we spell epic is actually an abbreviation. It's E-P-I-C. That's how it spells epic. So my message is I'm going to expand on that E-P-I-C today. I love abbreviations, acronyms, and stuff like that. And God always speaks to me. I don't know why. Maybe if you like something, God will speak. I love parables, and God always speaks to me in parables, you know, not just the ones in the Bible, other kinds of parables. Just tell me stuff with parables, you know. And I love, and God knows I love these acronyms and things. Just give me acronyms and so on. You know, we want to talk. We want to expand on the pushing old limits to new horizons, you know. But today's lesson is titled, Your Epic Story for 2025. Has already begun, but for some of you, beginning today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, first of all, I want to read, and I don't know how quickly they can give me these scriptures, but I'm going to try to see if I can read them from here. I want to read in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 3. And I'm going to read the reason why this is significant, and is what I'm going to read here. 2 Chronicles, chapter 3, give me verse 1. I will read verses 1 and 2. The significance of a day such as this. You know, there are many things that are in the scriptures, and oftentimes when God gives dates and mention the days and times and so forth, I found that sometimes it can be significant. Anyway, Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to David his father, in the place where David had prepared the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Now here's where I'm going in verse 2. He says, and he began to build in the second day of the second month. Now, today is the second day of this second month. Amen? Amen. Now, the Jewish calendar is different from the Gregorian calendar. We know that. But, you know, let's take a prophetic message from this. On this second day of this second month, you know, let's see what the Lord can build for us in our lives. And I believe that your epic story. Now, that was the day that Solomon began to build the greatest thing, his greatest legacy, began it on that day. You know, today, if people talk about Solomon, they think about two things. So that was a very wise man, they thought. Well, you know, but also immediately you think about that you know, temple that he built. And so on. You know, see, that epic building that he built, we're told that he started it on the second day of the second month. Well, let's see if we can find something prophetic out of that today. And I want to talk about your own epic story for 2025, starting right now. Praise the Lord. I said epic, E-P-I-C. E is to engage. Now, remember, the message of pushing limits Old limits to new horizons. We talked about horizon. Horizon is as far as your line of sight can see. That's your horizon. You know, you go out there, if there's no buildings or anything in your view, and you're out, say, even in the desert or in the ocean or so forth, and you look out there, you see that imaginary line where it seems as if the sky meets the earth or the ground. Well, that's the horizon. Well, that horizon can actually shift. You know, the higher you go, the farther out that horizon shifts. Now, one of the things we talked about last time is that, you know, you have to push limits, which means push yourself and also push limits. Now, there are some limiting factors that I want to touch on briefly today. But, you know, I'm not going to take very long. I decided that I will abbreviate the message because I want to pray for people at the end. But there are limiting factors that sometimes prevent us from going further. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24, this was the word that the Lord gave the people to engage. It's right here. He said, "Rise ye up." In other words, you know, you've dwelt long enough in this place. So rise up and take your journey and pass over this river. You know, I've given you that land that's across there, you know, and, you know, I've given it, you know, into thy hand, Sihon, the Amorite, and all of these people and so forth. Begin to possess it. Now, begin. See, they didn't exactly possess it in one day, but they began. The Lord said you should begin, but engage. See, the next phrase says, but engage. Contend with him in battle. Now, you have to engage. Some limiting factors in the engagement were people who did not want to engage. Some people say, well, we can't do it. Even earlier than this place, they said we couldn't do it. You know, different times they said we can't do it. In the book of Numbers, they said, well, there's giants in the land. So there are a lot of limiting factors. When people allow fear to come in, that's a limiting factor. It's a faith blocker. When you allow unbelief, that's a limiting factor and all these things. But the Lord said, engage. So that's your E right there. You must engage. Contend with him in battle. Now, there are rules of engagement. You know, we won't get into those today, but you must engage. That's number one. That's your E. Number two, which is your P, we already preached that in the last sermon I was referring to. You got to push yourself. You know, when God told them in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6, he said, look, you have dwelt long enough in this place. You got to move. Now, as a reminder, I mentioned some of this in that last message I was talking about. When God told Joshua, all the places where your feet shall tread upon, I will give them to you. Well, if you don't move, God will only give you the place where your feet are treading upon. So if I'm here, if he gives me here, he's not going to give me that place until I move there. You know, that's what that means. So you've got to move. You cannot be in the same place. You know, you've got to do something. Now, we talked about that last time. Yeah, that's why I encourage you to refresh yourself with that message. In the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2, it talks about, you know, verse 2. It talks about, you know, enlarging the place of your tent, stretching forth the curtains of your habitations. That's like stretch out your horizon. How far can you see? Well, the question is, how far can you see? Remember also, we spoke about Genesis 13, verses 14 and 15. When God brought Abraham out, you know, and he said, he asked him a question. How far can you see? Well, Abraham looked around. Lord said, well, look again. How far can you see? What you can see is what I will give you. All the land that you can see, if you can stretch your vision, then I'll give it to you. You know, what you get is limited only by your vision. See more, get more. And anybody say that with me? Say, see more, get more. See more, obtain more. Dream bigger, get bigger. Well, you know, that may sound somehow to you, but there are scriptures in the Bible that confirm these lessons. You know, if you are short-sighted, you can only go so far. And you got to dream bigger. Jesus himself, he was not short-sighted. You know, he was already thinking about, in John chapter 17, he was already thinking about all of you, all of us. He said, look, neither pray I for these alone. He only had maybe 12 or so many people, or 70, or I don't know the number. But he said, I don't pray for these people alone. But I pray for all the others down through the ages that will hear about me through their word. So it was already forward thinking. Already thinking about, you know, all the way through the, and he even said, until the end of the world, I'll be with you. He was already thinking about forward. You know, so you got to push those limits. When you push those limits, and God is looking for someone that can believe him. You know, somebody can really believe the Lord. Not somebody that can say we can't do it, but somebody that can believe the Lord. So push those limits. And yeah, that's your P. And when you push the limits, well, you know, God has some things to tell you in the scriptures. Let me look at somebody who knew how to push limits, even against limiting factors. In Psalm 18 and verse 29, here's how David said it. He said, you know, by my God, I can run through troops. And by my God, I leap over a wall. So things that can limit him, troops that come out against him, you know, like Psalm 118 says, verses 10 and 12, he said, they compass me about. In Psalm 118, from verses 10 to 12, they compass me about like bees. He said, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. Hallelujah. Now, you need to see the things that compass you around, whether it's the challenges, the difficulties. You know, just because you have difficulties doesn't mean that, you know, it's not, you know, God's will for you to go forward. As a matter of fact, the devil, he will contest it. When you want to move forward, he will contest it. But, you know, so some people get discouraged as soon as they meet some challenge or some difficulty. You know, I've seen some young people that do that. They try something, doesn't work, then they get discouraged. Well, that's what the enemy wants you, how he wants you to respond. Those are limiting factors, all those discouraging things. But think of them as things that compass about David. So they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. I run through troops. I leap over walls. You know, you get out of my way, I'm either going to bulldoze you down, run through you, jump over you, or something. But you're not stopping me. Amen. Yeah, no, I'm going through. Because God said, go through. In Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10, he said, go through. You know, now, when he says go through, I guarantee you, the gates of hell will try to close up on you so you don't go through. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to do something and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. But they are trying. The gates of hell are trying to close up on you. Gates and bars, those are things, those are limiting factors. Gates to keep you down. Bars to keep you jammed in so you can't break loose. But in Isaiah 54, where we were reading earlier, he said, break forth on every side. Break forth on the left. Break forth on the right. Hallelujah. Don't let limiting factors hold you back.
There will always be limiting factors. It all depends on what you are going to see. Some people saw giants. So that's people saw, 10 of them saw giants and different things. So two of them said, no, they are bread for us. We can have them for lunch. Because the Lord is with us and their strength is departed from them. They didn't see themselves as grasshoppers. Some people saw themselves as grasshoppers. Well, you know, it depends. You know, you may even be in this land and see yourself as a grasshopper. Well, if you call yourself a grasshopper, then a grasshopper you will be. Hallelujah. But call yourself a child of the King. Thank you, Jesus. And you will be a child of the King. You know, God's reputation is by his name. His name is his reputation. Every kingdom, reputation of that kingdom is the welfare of the citizens. You know, that's why leaders should take note. The welfare of your citizens, that's the reputation of that country. You know, God has a country too. He has a kingdom. Hallelujah. In that kingdom, you are not common people. You know, unlike some of these other, you know, kingdoms where the king or the queen or whatever and all the rest are commoners and paupers and so forth. You know, in God's kingdom, you are kings and priests. Hallelujah. You know, and then you have, God has put some things upon you to show forth his glory. You know, that's the reason he does what he does. You know, plant the heavens, engrave you in the graven of my hand, make you trees of righteousness, that I might be glorified. So that he might be glorified. That's why he does these things. Now, you got to push through and don't let, you know, all these things that may be on the way, whether it's Jebusites, whether it is Amorites, whether it's Hittites, whether it's Perizzites, whether it's Canaanites, all of these things that may be on the way, you know, don't let them hold you back. And don't let your unbelief either hold you back or fear. You know, fear has torment. You know, so let's get rid of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, as you push through, you know, God is going to give you help. God is going to give you help. And God actually wants us to always expand. You know, one time he came, you know, and told Peter, you know, there's a story in Luke chapter 5. Peter fishing, and they got tired, they caught nothing, they washed their nets, packed up, and were done. And then Jesus came. Jesus came in the moment where they were done. He didn't come when they still thought they could do it. He waited for them. They did the whole thing. They couldn't do anything. Now they know they couldn't do it. You know. So now Jesus comes on the scene and says to Peter, Peter, launch out into the deep. Now don't just stand here on the shore. And Peter said, but I already know. I said, do it again. Hallelujah. Do it again. But this time, I'm going to give you strategy. I'm going to give you inspiration. You're going to go over on this side. You're going to cast your net over on this side. Hallelujah. And once you obey the inspiration of the Almighty, God will bring all the elements in alignment. The moment he said that word, all the fish in the lake or everywhere, they were going to that side that Jesus pointed to. Amen. Because Jesus said, go over this way, cast your net on this side. Well, all the fish, they heard the voice of the master, and they are rushing to that side. Hallelujah. Because he spoke. And it was done. He commanded. And he stood fast. Till this day, he's the master. Hallelujah. Yeah, but you must push, you know, launch out into the deep, push out for more. You know, the other day I said, look, I challenge even students and everybody, push yourself. You know, why stop in high school where you can get a degree? I don't know. You know, why even stop with a degree where you can get a higher degree? Praise the Lord.
You can always do more. There's always more. Do more. Believe more. Think more. Get more. See more. And get more. Visionaries, see more. That's why we are here today. All this technology that we're experiencing and enjoying is some visionary that saw more. Say, I can do that. We can bring electricity out of that. We can bring this out of that. We can send electrons across the world and send messages. You know, all of you are texting and do all this. Some visionary had that vision. I can do that, you know. Now, you got to push limits. Now, that's the P. The I is inspiration for increase. Amen? I'm going to talk about increase, but inspiration is behind it. There's always inspiration. And some of you know I love Job 32 and 8 that says, inspiration of the Almighty. Wise men or old men are not always wise. Age does not always mean wisdom, but the inspiration of the Almighty. That's what gives you understanding. Now, beginning today, there is coming for you inspiration of the Almighty. Some of you already have it, but you're going to have it in abundance. Hallelujah. Yes. God will satiate. He says in Jeremiah 31 and verse 14, I will satiate you, the priests. Well, we are the priests in his kingdom. I will satiate, put it up for people can see. Jeremiah 31 and 14. 31. Jeremiah 31 and verse 14. I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness. Not leanness. There may be leanness all around you, but my people will be satisfied with my goodness, said the Lord. Amen. If you can believe it, this is how the Lord does it. How does he do it? I spoke a little bit about it last time. I said, you know, and I gave some examples, you know. And these examples are because the word of God carries the potential for increase. You know, the word of God, you know, can change a situation and bring increase. In the beginning, in Genesis 1 and verse 12, you know, God put a blessing, increase, the capacity to increase. He said, you know, let the herb seed, after its kind, let it have the capacity to produce. You know, let the tree have the capacity within itself to produce. Let the seed have capacity within itself to produce. I mean, this is the inherent nature of God. He's a producer, he's an increaser. Hallelujah, he's a multiplier. That's what he does. And when he put the blessing out there, till today, he only needed to say it once, till today, when you plant seed, it will produce. So God put a blessing on it. Now, I spoke last time and I want to say it again. And this is the prayer. I didn't get a chance to do it last time. I'm going to do it today. This is the prayer I'm going to pray for you. You know, when God really wants to bless you, what he does, he wants you to partner with him. Praise the Lord. You know, everything that God does, he doesn't just do things and then you sit down, you do nothing. There's something you're going to do. You know, God has told you the rain is coming to destroy the world, but you are going to have to build the ark. Your name is Noah. God didn't build the ark. He just showed him where to find the tree and the wood and all this, you know, timber and cedars and so forth. God could have built the ark, but he did not. Hallelujah. That's a lesson for us. You know, all these things, that's how God does his things. I don't have time to go into all these stories, but God will show you where to get the timber, but you're the one going to make the furniture. Amen. God doesn't create any furniture. Have you ever seen God create furniture? He creates the wood, creates the timber, then he gives you inspiration. And he gives somebody inspiration to come out and be a genius. Craft something out of what God already created. This is how things work in the kingdom. God already put stuff there and he's done. As far as he's concerned, he's done. He saw Adam. When Adam arrived, he said, ah, I'm done. The man is here. Hallelujah. I can take a rest now. The man is here. Adam, you got this. You have dominion. You do whatever you want. You go under the sea. You talk to the fish. You talk to the animals. You do whatever. Hallelujah. And Adam, he was having a ball. I mean, he really was doing everything.
that God put on him to do. Well, he lost it. You know the story. But Jesus began to illustrate to us how he puts inspiration for increase. Increase. I told you the story of the, two loaves and five loaves and two fishes. You know. And Jesus, I showed you how he did it in the book of Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 to 21. You know, this is how Jesus did it. When he saw there was tremendous crowd, he told them, he said, well, let's send the people away. Jesus said, no, feed them. He said, and what are we going to feed them? You know, how much money are we going to, we can't, first of all, the stores are closed. Even if the stores are not closed, what kind of money are we going to buy to feed all these people? And Jesus said, well, what do you have? He said, well, we got one small boy here that's offering his lunch. This boy said, I want Jesus to have my lunch. I said, well, what are those among so many? Jesus said, it is enough. Hallelujah. Now, this is how God, though, I said this last time, but I want to say it again. This is what God is going to do for you in this year. This is it. You know, this is the inspiration that I got to preach this message. I just didn't have time over the last few weeks to do it. And it's part of that first message of the year. You know, he's going to inspire increase. That's how he does it. He told them, he gave them strategy, though. Let them sit down in companies. 50s, you can see that. You know, in some other chapters, Luke 9 and so on. Sit them down in company, then sit down. So Jesus said, give it to me. So they give it to him. Now, notice what Jesus did. The Bible says that he took the little boy's lunch, lifted up his eyes to heaven, blessed it, and did what? Fed the multitudes. Hello? Are you still with me? Did Jesus feed the multitudes? What did Jesus do? Jesus didn't feed the multitudes. Some of you may think, oh, that's blasphemy. No, it's the truth. Jesus never fed any multitudes. The disciples did. But what he did was he put a blessing on that thing and put it back in their hands. And that's exactly what God will do for you this year. It's already in your hands. All you need is God to put an anointing of increase upon it. And he'll put it back in your... He's not going to do it. He'll put it back in your hands. And he'll give you inspiration. Hallelujah. Even while you are sleeping. Bible says while men slept, he seals instruction in their hearts. He'll give you inspiration. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you strategy. But he'll put increase on the thing. Then he'll put it back in your hands. Now, what are you going to do with it? Well, let me tell you two other stories. I don't have time to read them. But in 1 Kings chapter 17, you know the story in verses 14 to 16 of Elijah and the widow at Zarephath. And when the widow thought that she was going to gather her last few sticks and bake her last meal and die with her child, Elijah said, nobody is dying today. For thus saith the Lord. Now that's the increase. That all she had left is just a little thing, one last meal. That's it. And I'm going to hug my son and we're going to die. And Elijah said, no. Because of thus saith the Lord. The prophetic gift can change the situation. Because it carries the word of the Lord. And it changes the situation. You know, and it also has, it gives people capacity to believe for more. And the woman said, well, you know, I don't know. You know, said, hey, just go. Do this thing. Do what you said. But bring me something. For thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal shall not waste. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail. Now, it doesn't matter. Might be a little cup, but you got plenty. It's not going to run out. Hallelujah. Because God put increase on it. But she's going to still bake the cake. God's not going to bake the cake. You are going to bake the cake every day, but God's going to give you supply. Hallelujah. There was another story of Elisha this time. That one was Elijah. Elisha this time. A woman came to him crying about, you know, I can't pay my bills and so forth. My husband is dead. They are trying to take my sons away. In 2 Kings chapter 4, and we read in the first 7 verses. This time around, Elisha said, well, what do you have? She says, well, I don't even have everything. I mean, we've cleaned out the house. All I have left is just a small pot of oil. Elisha said, it is enough. Amen. Praise God. This is the anointing of increase. He will put increase and he will give the woman strategy later on. Put increase on it. He said, well, I'm going to tell you what to do. Now you go, you know, shut yourself in the door and get as many pots as you can. Borrow not a few. Borrow from all your neighbors. And one at a time, though, bring a pot, put it in, set it aside. And then do it again, and do it again, and do it again. You know, and you about, see, you got to follow the instruction of the word. When the prophetic word gives you instruction, you got to do it like it says. If you go this way or that way, it may not work. Do what it says. Launch out into the deep. Throw your net on this side. You got to do it like that. Because the word will sustain itself. But you must do it like it says. Well, you got to do the one pot at a time. Just like the prophet said, you can't do whatever. No, do it like he said. And she did it. Hey, go get it from all our neighbors, everything. Tell them you bring it back in a few days. So they went, but look, we'll bring it back in a few days. Just give me whatever you have. They keep, and they bring one at a time, one at a time. So finally she said, bring me one more pot. And the boy said, there are no more. And the oil stayed. See, the oil only stopped when there were no more vessels. God put an increase on that thing that was sufficient to meet the need and even more. So finally, when she was done, she came back to the prophet and said, well, I've done as you said. And all of this, said, okay, fine. Go start a small business. Amen. Praise God. Go and start a small business and sell the oil. You know, gave her strategy too. Start a small business. Become an entrepreneur. You know, God can make you that too. Praise the Lord. And then she lived off the rest of it. Praise God. Now, these are the things that God is doing. Now, let me ask you this. You know, how far can you see? Can your 5 loaves and 2 fishes feed thousands? That's the question. You know, are you only limited by, look, I can't. How much can this feed? Well, the question though is, how much can you believe? Praise God. Because when Andrew and Peter and James and John and the rest of them, when they took the piece that Jesus gave them, it was just a small piece in their hand. It wasn't a big piece. He just cut it up and gave it to them. The miracle of multiplication, ladies and gentlemen, was happening in the hands of Peter and James and John and Andrew and all these people. The miracle of multiplication was happening in their hands. It wasn't really in the hands of Jesus. Jesus just put a blessing on and put it back in their hands and walked away. He was done. He just walked. He didn't even look back. He just walked away. Praise God. When Jesus has spoken, all the people need to do is say amen. And then follow. If you follow, it is well with you. When Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. Done. In Mark chapter 4, he has said it. It's done. He's going to go and sleep because he said we're going to the other side. Doesn't matter whether a storm arises or not. It doesn't matter. Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. End of story. That he's going to go sleep. You got this. He knew the disciples got it. That's why he was disappointed when they didn't get it. He was disappointed. He rebuked the storm and then rebuked the disciples. You know, why are you so fearful? Why come you have no faith? You didn't have faith in the word that I said we're going to the other side. You know? So, Jesus is going to put a blessing on the thing. What thing do you have? In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to bring that thing to the Lord. You may not be here physically. Don't worry about it. Just visualize it. Just like Jesus told, I mean, God told Abraham, visualize. Whatever you can visualize. Okay. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to visualize. And if you can visualize, you'll get it. Praise the Lord. And then the last letter C You know, after you've engaged, like God said, you have to contend for this thing. You can't just sit down, you know, and think that everything will fall in your lap. It's not going to work. You got to engage and contend with him. You know, and then you begin to push, believe for more, expand your horizons. Praise God. God will give you great new ideas. Expand, believe. You know, when you do all that, God will put increase, because he'll give you inspiration for increase. And the last letter C is this year, you'll be having celebrations. Amen. Praise God. Because of those steps that you have taken, there will be celebrations for you this year. In the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 12, he says that ye this year will go out with joy, and you'll be led forth with peace. The mountains. Now, those are the what used to be blockers. What used to be limiting factors. Mountains, hills. People can't get through mountains. They can't get through hills. Well, that was then. This time around, these mountains and these hills will actually be breaking forth before you into singing. Hallelujah. Because now God will show you a way to move the mountains aside. You're either going to move the mountain, scale the mountain, go around it or something, but he's not going to prevent you. Praise the Lord. And finally, God will line up the trees of the field to celebrate your success. So they shall clap their hands. That's celebrating for you. You will be celebrating this year in Jesus' name. You celebrate the success in your business. We will celebrate marriages. Hello? Marriages. Amen. This year. Amen. We will celebrate children. Amen. God already given us two. I want more. The Lord said, how far can you say? I say, I want more. I'm like Oliver Twist. I want more. I want more. And the Lord said, well, as you have spoken in my ears, according to Numbers chapter 14 and verse 28, even as you have spoken in my ears, even so will I do unto you. I want you to stand to your feet. Now, that's all I'm going to say today. You know, as God allows in the future, we will develop these concepts more. But he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Before the praise team come on the instruments, I want you all, praise team, to participate in this prayer as well. Before you do the instrument. Because there's a blessing for you too. If you need a blessing, I want everybody that needs a blessing of increase, come out here. If your epic story is going to start today, you come out here, yeah, and let's pray and believe God. You know, there is something. You already have something. Maybe an idea God dropped in your hand. It's already there. But the Lord said, look, you're trying to do it by yourself. Lean not your own understanding, you know. But I'm going to give you something. I'm going to put a blessing on that thing, and I'll put it back in your hands. And you're going to see a tremendous difference. It's called a quantum leap of what the Lord is doing and will do for you. Praise God. So take a minute and imagine what you want the Lord to do for you. And bring it and put it in his hands. Now, putting in his hands means I surrender it to you. Praise God. The little boy gave, do you know how many things, how much did the little boy get back from what he gave? Anybody? Anybody? When Jesus said, gather up the fragments, how many did they gather? 12 baskets. Who do you think he belongs to? The little boy. Because he's the one that gave the lunch. 12 baskets. Let's give you a little. You know, and look at all the 5,000 people, not even counting women and children, that they fed from what they put in God's hands. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray. It's a very simple thing. I'm not anointing anybody with oil, but we're going to pray. But I'm going to believe God with you. Praise God. I'm going to believe God with you because the Lord said, if two of us shall agree as touching anything. So we're going to touch that your business. We're going to touch that your education. We're going to touch that your career. We're going to touch that your whatever it is. Let's touch it together. Hallelujah. And somebody say amen. Amen. Lift up your hands before the Lord and lift up the thing, you know, It's between you and God. Lift it up before the Lord. Your epic story starts today. On this second day of this second month, wherein it was said, on such a day, Solomon began to build. I declare the word of the Lord to you today. Let the Lord begin to build your epic story. Amen. It's coming and it starts today. Because today you put it in God's hands. The thing that you have struggled with, whatever it is, business struggles, education struggles, career struggles, whatever it is, put it in the hands of the Master. And Jesus says, you got this. I'm going to put a blessing on it, put it back in your hands, and you got this. So I am going to pray, and we're going to pray together. I want you first, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Never mind who's around you. You know, they're praying their own prayer. You pray your prayer. You know, pray your prayer. There's somebody here today, one person, that is going to touch the hem of his garment. Just one person. Is that person going to be you? There were a lot of people around him. A lot of people jostling for position. But only one person touched him. And the disciples said, what do you mean one person touched you? Said, there's something different about that touch. Yours may be that touch today. Hallelujah. Let your touch be that one special touch. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. And Jesus went about doing good. He went about doing good. Lift it up again. Lift all those hands again. Hallelujah. Father, I agree with the hands that are lifted up today. We're lifting it up. Whatever it is in our hearts, the education, the career, the business, the whatever. And we're putting away the limiting factors. Now, the Lord said, I should remind you that, look at the screen here. As you have said in my ears, what did you say to the Lord? You know, as you say, if you say negative things, don't say negative things. So, because as you have spoken in my ears, even so will I do unto you. Have you spoken expansion? Have you spoken increase? Have you spoken, you know, inspiration of the Almighty? Well, so it will be. Have you spoken pushing limits? Don't let anything hold you back. Praise God. Lord, even as your people have spoken before you, now, let the Lord do it even as he said. That which you have spoken with your mouth to your people, perform it as it is this day with your hand in their lives. In Jesus' name. Now I declare by the word of the Lord unto you, on this second day of this second month of this year, 2025, your epic story begins. And somebody said, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise him. You may come. Hallelujah. Now if you believe the Lord spoke to you and the Lord gave you a blessing, then rejoice as the praise team comes to lead us in singing and closing out this service. Now, this is that segment also where you can give your offering if you'd like to do that. And the Lord is certainly blessing his people. The Bible has given us assurance that I will satiate the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness. And that's for you. Even this year, in Jesus' name. You'll be laughing in and out of church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, praise team, take it away.